This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ma ba'd. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope that you are all doing well by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask Allah azza wa jalla to keep you all safe and to grant a speedy recovery to all of our brothers and sisters who are currently ill. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. My brothers and sisters, a week ago tonight, the world welcomed the Gregorian year 2022 with a lot of fanfare. So if you saw the coverage around the world now, you know, even Muslim countries, subhanAllah, there's, you know, a lot of fanfare, right? A lot of lights, fireworks, and partying, all types of stuff that happens. Now, as we know, my brothers and sisters, celebrating the passage of time is something that is not from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our pious predecessors. Simply celebrating the passage of time, that some time has passed, this is not something that we find from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and nor from the way of our pious predecessors. Because the passage of time and the new years are simply a reminder for us that our clock is ticking. Our clock is ticking towards 0 hour. Our clocks are ticking towards 0 hour. And what is 0 hour? For us, when we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ticking towards that. Every single second that passes is bringing us 1 second closer to that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. And 0 hour for this dunya, and actually for this entire universe, which is when it is going to expire, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined, has set that it is to expire. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we never celebrate or that we don't have any moments of happiness. We do. But they're meant to be more meaningful than just the changing of a digit in the current year, which is a system that human beings have developed to keep track of years. Now the 12 months of the year, they have been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 12 Islamic months, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَى عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So the 12 months of the year have been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the system to keep track of the years, this has been devised by human beings. Whether it is the Hijri year, or whether it is the Gregorian year, or whether it is the Chinese year or the Hebrew year, these have been developed by human beings simply to keep track of years. In the Islamic calendar, we have just entered into Jumad al-Thani or Jumad al-Akhir, which means that next is Rajab and then Sha'ban and then Ramadan. So there are less than 90 days remaining until we welcome the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. And it is likely to coincide with the month of April. So if you need to book time off, if you need to look at your schedule and the timings for iftar and for suhoor and all of those things, this is the time to do it because we have less than 3 months to go until the month of Ramadan. Now going back to the new Gregorian year, we find sentiments that express anger or displeasure towards 2020 and 2021 for being bad years because of the pandemic. And people express hopes that 2022 will bring goodness. My brothers and sisters, it is important to remember that a period of time, or time itself, has no bearing on good or harm. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, that I heard Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, قال الله عز وجل يسب ابن آدم الدهر وأنا الدهر بيدي الليل والنهار. that the child of Adam curses or badmouths the dahr, which is the time, whereas I am a dahr, since in my hand are the day and the night. Now, Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, and that is reported by Imam Muslim in the Sahih. Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, he explains that the Arabs used to curse time. The Arabs used to curse time when death, when disasters such as death or old age or loss of money and so on happened. What would they do? They would curse time. They would say, Ya khaybat ad-dahr, that woe be to time. Woe to time. And other phrases cursing or inveighing against time. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La tasubbu ad-dahr fa inna Allah huwa ad-dahr. That do not curse or complain against time, because Allah is time. Meaning do not inveigh against the one who brings about these disasters, for that will be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because time in and of itself has no control or power over these things. So if you are complaining or if you are cursing against time because of these hardships that have come, indirectly you're actually doing that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the one who causes them to happen. Now time, ad-dahr means az-zaman, time, which cannot do anything in and of itself, for it is just one of the things that have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that 2022 has started off with yet another period of COVID restrictions doesn't mean that 2022 has brought hardship and difficulty, or that it is a bad sign of a difficult year to come. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that at-tayaratu shirk, the tayara, superstitious belief in omens, is a form of shirk. It is shirk, meaning ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word tayara, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at-tayaratu shirk. So tayara is derived from tatayur, which refers to superstition about anything, whether it is something that is seen or heard or a time or a place. You know, many people have different types of superstitions, and we've talked about that before. Right? Something happens, certain time comes, it's Friday the 13th, or you know, a black cat passes in front of them, or something happens. There's different things. Right? Somebody's toes, big toe is shorter than his second toe. Huh? So now he's gonna have bad luck in his marriage. You know, they come up with these weird things. You know? So people have various types of superstitious beliefs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that tayara, to have superstitious beliefs in omens, is shirk. And this tayara is derived from tatayyur, which is referring to any type of superstition about something bad that is seen or heard or time or a place. And Imam An-Nawawi also says that tatayyur, belief in bad omens, is pessimism. It is negative, it is pessimism, and is based on something disliked, be it a word or action or something seen. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the other hand, my brothers and sisters, was optimistic. He taught us that it is permissible to take good omens, meaning to become optimistic and hopeful from good names or from good words or good signs, but not the opposite. So if there is something positive that inspires us and increases our positivity and our optimism and our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expecting good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is nothing wrong with that. But the opposite is not true. That we cannot take something and take it as a bad sign, right? Something which is unrelated, right? That doesn't have cause and effect, and say that, oh, this is a sign that this is going to be bad. Right. Now, of course, if something, you know, is related, has cause and effect relationship, then it's different. Right? You start off with a new job, and then, of course, you know, your boss is bothering you for the first week, and you have stress, and you have headaches, and you're in a bad mood the whole time, and then you're worried about how this job is going to go. Okay, that's different because there's cause and effect. It's related. Right? But here, there's no cause and effect. You see, okay, something happened in the beginning of the year, so now it means that the whole year is going to be bad. So this is not from the way of the Muslims, this is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was optimistic, he was positive, and at the sight of the new moon, as an example, of the lunar month, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make dua. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal imani was salamati wal islami rabbi wa rabbuka Allah hilalu rushdin wa khair. And there's actually many different narrations, different wordings that have been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this particular one, he's making dua, O Allah, let this moon appear on us with security and iman, with safety and Islam. And then he addresses the moon and he says, O moon, your Rabb and mine is Allah. Your Rabb and my Rabb is Allah. Your Lord and my Lord is Allah. And then he makes the dua that may this moon be bringing guidance and good. So the Prophet ﷺ is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using it as an opportunity to turn to Allah and ask for goodness. And Abdullah ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu reports that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would learn the following dua for the new month, or when the new Hijri year would begin, they would say, Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam, wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman, wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan. That, O Allah, grant us, allow us to enter into this year with safety, with iman, with security, with safety, with iman, and the pleasure of the Rahman, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And seeking protection against shaitan, seeking distance from shaitan. So these are du'as that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly, right? There's of course azkar and du'as for the morning and the evening as well, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness of whatever he has written in this day, and protection against whatever he has written bad for us in this day, and similarly seeking goodness of the night, whatever he has written in that night, and seeking protection against whatever harm he has written for us in the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and protect us and grant us strength, safety, and happiness with perfect iman on each day and each month and each year of our lives. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. My brothers and sisters, a couple of weeks ago we received the sad news of the passing of our dear elder brother Abdul Hafiz Chaudhry, who just lived very nearby, and he was, mashallah, an ardent supporter of our and lover of our community and of our masjid project, and he would try to come whenever he would be able to come. So he has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sadly, so let us make dua for him and all of those who have passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi'a mudkhalahum wa'ghsilhum bil-ma'i wa'thalji wal-barad wa'naqqihim min al-khataya kama yunaqqa al-thawbul abiyadu min al-danas wa'abdilhum daran khayran min darihim wa'abdilhum ahlan khayran min ahlihim wa'adkhilhum al-jannah wa'idhum min azab al-qabri wa'azab al-nar. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انزلهم منازل الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. آمين يا رب العالمين.